everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Okay, so Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes, madam.
Have you had a very memorable New Year's Eve, maybe for being great or for being really bad?
A memorable New Year's Eve. I remember actually there was a time when I was a kid, and for 4 years in a row, we were at New Year's in a different place around the world. So that was fun. We were in Norway, Jamaica, Chicago, and New York City.
Wow.
And Montserrat.
Wow.
So that was kind of fun.
That's a lot more exciting.
How about you?
I remember, well, I guess I've only been away for one New Year's Eve. So
okay. Well, you're away now, but you mean on a holiday, a special holiday.
Right.
Okay.
So I went to Hong Kong, so that was a lot of fun.
That must have been great. Do they have all the fireworks over the harbor there?
You know what? I can honestly say that I was waiting in line to go to a party, and I missed all of the excitement.
Really? Well, one time, actually, I spent New Year's stuck in a car in traffic trying to drive downtown.
Okay.
So that was even better than mine.
All right. Well, hopefully the people in our article today are going to have much better New Year's Eve
than being stuck in traffic. Those two. Yeah.
Okay, let's get started on our article.
Sounds good.
Looking back on 2017.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
On December 30th, Paige is talking to her friends online.
Is everyone excited about our New Year's Eve party?
I have some bad news.I can't make it.
I can't come either. My family is going to Kaohsiung.
I have to go to my grandma's house.
Oh no!
Paige looks unhappy at the dinner table.
What's wrong, Paige?
I can't have a New Year's Eve party with my friends. They'll all be busy.
That's okay. You can stay at home with us.
We can play games. And watch funny TV shows.
Later, Paige is in her room on her computer.
Maybe I can find some good ideas online. For our New Year's Eve party.
Paige sees a picture of Puffball the hamster on a friend's Facebook page.
Hey, it's Puffball. I looked after her in January.I have a lot of good memories from 2017. That gives me an idea.
Word power.
Everyone, everyone.Everyone in my class loves our teacher. Everyone in my class loves our teacher. Family, family. There are four kids in my family. My two sisters, my brother, and me. There are four kids in my family. My two sisters, my brother, and me. Stay, stay. Harry stayed late at school to study with his classmates. Harry stayed late at school to study with his classmates. Idea, idea. I have a great idea for a story to write. I have a great idea for a story to write.
Okay, let's get started on today's article. We're going to look at a scenario first.
Oh, what's going on? What's the action? Let's set it up.
Okay, it says on December 30th.
Okay.
Paige is talking to her friends online.
Wait a minute. Isn't this New Year's Eve? It's the 30th. We have another day.
She's making plans.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing to do. Yeah. So let's find out what the line message says. That will make everything much clearer.
Mm-hmm.
The message apparently says, is everyone excited about our New Year's Eve party? So remember, this is the message. She's not saying this. She's writing this on her phone using Line. So this is probably going out to a big group.
Yeah,
it's like
I think
a group chat, as they call it, or a Line group. And she wants to know if everyone is excited about our New Year's Eve party. And here we have one of our first new words. Isn't that great? The word is everyone. E-V-E-R-Y-O-N-E. Everyone as a word. E-V-E-R-Y-O-N-E. Everyone. What is everyone? It's everyone, everybody, every person, all of you people. I'm not saying your name. I'm not calling you a group with a special title or anything like that. I'm just sort of saying it to all the people who are listening, or at least to all the people who are present. This is just a casual way of talking to a group of people. Hey, everyone, are we having fun? Where is everyone? Where is everyone? Where are all the people that I'm expecting to see, or all the people that I'm talking to? For example, everyone in my class loves our teacher. Everyone in my class loves our teacher. Since we're talking about a group of people without using special names, this, of course, is a pronoun.
Okay, so she's talking to everyone.
Yeah, is everyone excited?
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Okay, so people start replying to Paige's message here.
Okay.
First, she hears from Regina.
Okay.
She's looking at her phone, and Regina has said, I have some bad news.
Oh.
I can't make it.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Regina, you're ruining everything.
Okay, well, Regina has some bad news.
I don't like Regina.
What she means by that is that she has something to tell Paige that she knows will make Paige and Mike unhappy.
Yeah.
And the news is she can't make it.
Huh.
Now, hear the phrase make it means that you are able to go to an event.
Ah.
But if you can't make it, you cannot go to this event.
So we're not talking about making a thing, like I can't make it, I can't make the cake, because I don't have any ability. Just I can't be there, I can't go, I can't join you, I can't attend, I can't be present, I can't make it. So Regina's off the list. All right, that's fine, that's fine. We can have fun with the other people, the cooler people. Anyway, Andy's message, he's another one in this group, and he says, I can't come either. My family is going to Kaohsiung.
Aww, Andy.
Man, this is not shaping up to be a very good party. Well, at least we know why Andy can't come. He said his family is going to Kaohsiung, and family is important, especially because it's a word power word. F-A-M-I-L-Y. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Family. Right, so Andy was going to be doing things with his family. And as I mentioned, that's an important word because family are important people. These are your relatives. When you're talking about your brother, sister, mom, dad, cousins, nephews, nieces, aunts and uncles, people like that, these are your family. Generally, if you say my family, you're probably talking about your parents and your brothers and sisters, the people you live with. But we can also use some adjectives like close family or distant family or other things like that, you know? So cousins and nephews, they're family. Brothers and sisters, mom and dad, they are also family. For example, there are four kids in my family, my two sisters, my brother, and me. There are four kids in my family, my two sisters, my brother, and me. Hey, that's four.
Wow. Okay.
They're dropping like flies. Mm. She's losing friends like it's going out of style.
Right. So we're crossing Regina and Andy off the list now.
Yep.
Who's next?
Who else is not going to come?
All right. Well, Serena.
Oh, no. Serena's going to go. They're good friends. Serena's always up for a good time.
Except Serena says I have to go to my grandma's house.
I never liked Serena. Yeah. She's always quitting. She's no fun. She's super boring.
Right.
I don't like Serena. No. Mm. Anyway, so Paige is reading this. Her grand plans, her big dreams for having a fantastic New Year's with all of her friends and selfies and fireworks and fun and party. It's just falling apart. So she's unhappy. So she exclaims or says out loud with great passion and feeling, Oh no! Or else at least, oh no.
Yeah, something like that.
So at least we know she's unhappy.
Yeah, and that's why we have another scenario here.
What's going on now?
It says exactly that.
It says,
Paige looks unhappy at the dinner table. She's probably pouting a little bit.
Yeah, her tears are making her soup super salty.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Obviously, her family has a question. They're looking at Paige, and she looks like she's
glum, blue, she's unhappy, she's probably not talking, just kind of quietly sort of half eating her food.
Mm. So Mrs. Wong asks, what's wrong, Paige?
What's wrong?
Going on?
What's the problem? What's bothering you? And Paige tells them, she says, I can't have a New Year's Eve party with my friends. We know that. Mm-hmm. And then she adds, they'll all be busy. They all have plans. They're doing things. They're going places. They just can't be there.
Okay. Well, Mr. Wong, he wants to make her feel a little bit better.
That's what dads like to do.
Yeah, she's feeling sad. So he says, that's okay.
No, it's not.
You can stay at home with us.
Oh, great.
So, we do know Paige does love her family.
Does she?
Yeah, she does. She does, except for maybe when Jimmy and Timmy are being really mean.
That's true. She's not huge fans of them. But they are her family, and it's always nice to do things with your family. So, yes, staying at home with them might not be so bad.
Right. So, Mr. Wong says, why don't you just stay at home with us? Mm. Now, stay is a verb. Mm. It's spelled S-T-A-Y, stay, and we're going to learn about it right now. All right, we're talking about the verb stay. Paige might stay at home with her family. Now, if you stay in a place, you don't leave that place. We often use this word to say stay at home or stay here. We sometimes teach our dogs to stay too. We don't want them to run into the street and get hit by a car. Now, here's an example. Harry stayed late at school to study with his classmates. One more time. Harry stayed late at school to study with his classmates. Well, I don't know. I guess you do what you have to.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Maybe she can have a quiet, civilized evening at home with her parents. Maybe sip a little champagne or something. But, of course, none of that is going to be possible because Jimmy and Timmy are there. These are young guys. They're her twin younger brothers. They for sure don't have plans for tonight.
No. Nope.
Because no one would want to go anywhere with them. And they're too young, too. That's the main thing. But Jimmy is excited to have his sister stay home, and he's got all sorts of ideas about what they can do. He says, we can play games!
Yeah!
And his brother Timmy is also excited, and he also has his own great plans. He says, and watch funny TV shows!
There we go!
Games and funny TV shows at home with your family is much more fun than going out with your friends.
Yeah!
If you keep saying it, you might believe it.
All right, well, let's see if Paige believes it. We've got another scenario here. Let's find out what she's doing. It says,
she's so happy.
Later, Paige is in her room on her computer.
Being happy.
Yeah. Okay, so she says, maybe I can find some good ideas online for our New Year's Eve party. Maybe she doesn't want to play games.
That's not a
watch funny
good for
TV
her.
Shows.
And she's trying to make the best out of this not perfect
right.
situation.
Yeah, it's good know. To be proactive. There go you out go. And yeah. make your own fun.
Right.
All right. So Paige is looking for some good ideas. Idea is a noun. It's spelled I-D-E-A, idea. So an idea is a plan or a suggestion for something to do. We can have ideas for lots of things. For example, we can have weekend plan ideas, birthday party ideas, school event ideas. There's so many things you can have ideas for. Here's an example sentence. I have a great idea for a story to write. One more time. I have a great idea for a story to write. All right, so Paige was searching for ideas online.
Right, if you're doing something online, you're doing it on the internet. That's basically all it means, right? If you're using your computer online, it's connected to the internet. Back in the old days, computers were mostly offline, meaning they weren't connected to the internet. But basically, if we talk about doing things online, playing online games, you can use it as an adjective. You're talking about doing it with your computer connected to the internet, so you can get out there and make contact with other computers. All right, as we read on, we see that there is a new situation. Some time has passed. What's going on now?
All right, so Paige has been on the internet.
Yeah.
She's looking for ideas.
Finding games and
Here
stuff
it
to
says,
do.
Paige sees a picture of Puffball the hamster on a friend's Facebook page.
Excuse me, who?
Puffball.
Puffball.
We'll talk
sure.
about Puffball in a second. So
okay.
She says, hey, it's Puffball. I looked after her in January.
Oh, of course,
right.
I remember.
Okay, so almost a whole year ago, Paige had to look after her class's pet hamster.
Puffball.
You might remember Jimmy and Timmy, they kind of lost the hamster. It was a whole mess.
Is Puffball still alive, though?
Yeah, Puffball's still alive.
That's good.
Okay, so the phrase look after means to take care of someone or something. Now, if you look after a pet, like a hamster, you make sure the pet is fed, safe, and clean.
And we see that, of course, Paige is thinking as she looks back at some of the pictures of things that happened earlier in the year, like that time when they took care of Puffball and they almost had a bit of an accident. But anyways, Paige is thinking, and she says, I have a lot of good memories from 2017.
Okay.
I'm sure she does. And here we have this word memory. It's a noun, M-E-M-O-R-R-Y. Memory is just basically something you remember. It's one of those little images, pictures, those little events that stick in your mind. We have good memories. Sometimes we have bad memories too. But they're important, eventful things that happened in your life and you remember them. They are memories, things you remember from the past.
Okay, well, she's thinking about all these things. She's remembering Puffball. All of these memories are very helpful. Remember, Paige was trying to find ideas, and that's why she says, that gives me an idea.
She's going to go watch the fireworks with Puffball.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Terrible idea.
When Paige says, that gives me an idea, she's talking about her memories. Her memories have made her think of a plan, and now she's going to start working on her plan for New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
Now, good thing she went online to look for those ideas.
That is a good thing.
Okay, well, we've come to the end of our article. Is Paige going to have a good idea in our next day? We'll find out soon, but first, review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back to Review Time.
Okay.
We're going to make up a story today.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some phrases, some word powers, some step-by-steps to use in our story today.
Wait, you said we are going to make a story?
That's right.
I thought you were going to tell me a story.
No.
Oh.
We're going to make up a story. I'm going to say a sentence, then you're going to say a sentence.
Oh, okay.
And
if
you can't use one of our words from today's lessons, you lose the story game.
Whoa, it's a competition?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to start.
Oh, no.
I have some bad news.
Is it your family?
They told me I have to stay home on my birthday.
Well, I have an idea. Everyone can come to your house to have a party.
That gives me an idea.
I can't make it. I have to look after my hamster.
This brings up a really bad memory.
But maybe I can go online and send you an e-card.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we've used all the words.
We have?
Yeah.
I'm not sure we have, but I have a terrible memory.
Okay, well, you guys can finish our story.
Mm-hmm. We'll stay here.
Yeah, you guys can send us your stories. We'll read your stories. We'll see if we like them.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Well, we have to say goodbye right now. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Step by step.
I have some bad news. I have some bad news.
What's wrong?
I can't go to your birthday party tomorrow.
What? No!
That gives me an idea. What are you doing?
I'm eating a hamburger right now.
That gives me an idea for lunch.
Hi, 大家好。虽然呢我很难过，但是呢我还是不得不说 ，I have some bad news。我有个坏消息要跟大家讲啊。在我继续跟大家宣布呢是什么事情之前呢、啊，容我先来解释一下刚刚的句子。刚刚的句子啊，里面的 news 呢是消息的意思，是个不可数名词。哎，所以啊，大家如果要说一个消息，不可以说 a news 哦，而是要说 a piece of news 才对哦。而 bad news 就是坏消息的意思。例如啊，我有个朋友之前呢一直在暗恋我们班的 Taylor， 结果啊，殊不知他前几天跟别的男生在一起嘞。我就跟我朋友说 ，I have some bad news。Taylor is dating someone else. 我有个坏消息， Taylor 在跟别人交往了啦。又或者是啊，我原本要跟我女友出国玩，结果直到出发当天，我女友才突然说 I have some bad news. I booked the wrong flight. 我有个坏消息，我订错班机了啦。那相反的、啊、如果是好消息就是 good news. 例如啊，大家一定听过这句吧， No news is good news. 没有消息就是好消息啦。而 news 除了当消息之外呢，也可以当我们平时在电视上看到的新闻。例如 I usually watch morning news before I go to school. 我通常啊在上课前呢会先看个晨间新闻。好啦，那我到底是要跟大家说什么坏消息呢？其实啊就是我之后呢不会再继续教大家英文了啦。我知道大家都很难过，我也是。你们一定想问我为什么吧。其实啊，是因为最近啊，我有很多同班同学都相继出国交换或留学嘞。And that gives me an idea. 那给了我个想法。我为何不当个学人精呢？诶，我刚刚说到的 that gives me an idea 就是说那给了我一个点子，一个想法这样的意思。Idea 是想法点子，跟另一个字 thought 意思一样哦。例如啊，我一直都做到非常有热忱啊，结果前几天啊，就听说我堂姐自己开的咖啡店生意超好的啦。That gives me an idea.I should start my own restaurant. 那给了我个点子，我应该要自己开一间餐厅的、啊。当然啦、啊，你也可以说 That gives me a thought. I should start my own restaurant. 意思是一样的、啊。好啦，其实啊，是因为交换是一个很难得的经验嘛，所以啊，我也想出国拓展视野啊。这也是一个非常重大的决定呢、啊。希望你们大家不要太想我啦。Did my decision give you guys an idea? 我的决定是否也给大家有了一些想法了嘞？希望大家也可以做自己想做的事情哦。拜拜啦。
Me the Wonks.
Looking back on 2017. On December 30th, Paige is talking to her friends online.
Is everyone excited about our New Year's Eve party?
I have some bad news. I can't make it.
I can't come either. My family is going to Kaohsiung.
I have to go to my grandma's house.
Oh no!
Paige looks unhappy at the dinner table.
What's wrong, Paige?
I can't have a New Year's Eve party with my friends. They'll all be busy.
That's okay. You can stay at home with us.
We can play games and watch funny TV shows.
Later, Paige is in her room on her computer.
Maybe I can find some good ideas online for our New Year's Eve party.
Paige sees a picture of Puffball the hamster on a friend's Facebook page.
Hey, It's Puffball. I looked after her in January. I have a lot of good memories from 2017. That gives me an idea. Everyone. Everyone. Everyone in my class loves our teacher. Everyone in my class loves our teacher. Family. Family. There are 4 kids in my family. My 2 sisters, my brother, and me. There are 4 kids in my family. My 2 sisters, my brother, and me. Stay. Stay. Harry stayed late at school to study with his classmates. Harry stayed late at school to study with his classmates. Idea. Idea. I have a great idea for a story to write. I have a great idea for a story to write.